Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simple question, not a simple answer. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, who's the better QB? It's an unanswerable question. But it's also not a beauty in the eye of the beholder question, probably, if you just want to go through the numbers. If you just go to the numbers, Lamar Jackson has better numbers. He also has more help.
The thing about Lamar Jackson's numbers, and until this year, like he's never thrown for 5,000 yards like Matthew Stafford. Like he's always had less pass attempts than some of the other elite quarterbacks.
Well, he hasn't had Megatron either, but I get
your point. He's never been in a passing off. Well, give me a break, Matthew. Did Megatron never had any other, you know, Megatron without Stafford? I'm just saying, like, he's never been, like, Mahomes had a 50-touchdown season where he threw for 5,000 yards. Lamar is a different thing because he's always had this heavy run balance, too. The heaviest in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
By, like, a mile. He's shattered every quarterback running record. So I think it's hard to judge Lamar against other quarterbacks because he's just different.
But don't you think Josh Allen kind of gets the same thing? He also, running is a huge part of his game.
Big, but not as huge.
Not as huge. And Josh Allen has the better postseason numbers, not just because he's played in more games. So like the counting numbers would all be better.
Yeah.
But even just the quarterback rating, the amount of turnovers and the percentage of turnovers and things like that. Josh Allen has played better in the playoffs than Lamar Jackson. That's just it. Now, that narrative totally flips on his head if Lamar Jackson has a fantastic game on Sunday and Josh Allen doesn't.
100%. And there's no way to argue. I mean, Lamar came up small last year in the AFC title game. I thought the coaching staff did not have a great game plan offensively, but that was such a huge disappointment. At home against a Kansas City team that was struggling, you couldn't even get more than 10 points.
Nope, and self-inflicted stuff with bad penalties and, you know, listen, Zay Flowers trying to make a great play, reaching out at the goal line, but you can't do that.
And why did Lamar run in that game? He talked about, I saw a press conference, he's like, yeah, my mom yelled at me afterwards for not running more. he had opportunities, but he, for some reason, the coaching staff said, we have to throw it against Kansas City, and it just didn't work out at all. What do you expect, by the way, not take us off course, on Sunday, if it is as cold and maybe snowy, do you expect like 15 runs from Lamar and maybe 10 runs or 8 or 9 runs from Josh Allen?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Now, maybe Lamar can afford to do fewer because of the Derrick Henry aspect of it. But, you know, I think Josh is still going to, even with James Cook and they have Ty Johnson and whatever, he's still going to have to run.
Maybe
if it's third and medium.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, I just can't imagine if it's snowy. Now it's a 50% chance of snow, so in Buffalo, that's like 80%.
Mm.
Manny knows what I'm talking about. He went to college up there.
That's the math? That's
like
80%?
Filter. Yeah. It's like you talk about there's like a Jets filter.
Yeah,
like if you were a Jets quarterback that threw 20 touchdowns, that means 50. There's a Buffalo weather filter. 50% means get your stuff.
It's going to snow.
It's going to snow.
Maggie, what if I could tell you right now, I'll give you James Cook gets 25 carries on Sunday. Would you take that right now?
Yes.
That means you won, right? Probably.
I don't know if it means you won. It means the game was close, which it was not in week four. Week four, Derrick Henry started off the game, Sunday night game in Baltimore, with an 87-yard touchdown run. And the Ravens won 35-10.
Right. No Matt Milano, no Bernard.
Yep.
It was a different team. Very banged up.
Especially at the linebacker position.
Yes. I remember because I was sitting next to a depressed person for 4 or 5 weeks because the defense wasn't right.
Yeah, and they lost to the Texans, too. It was tough. But to be fair, knock on wood, for Buffalo, things are a little bit healthier. And to be honest, I think there's another reason why this game is so big. It's the Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen of it all. It's the fact that both of these guys are kind of in a similar spot. Highly touted. Lots of flowers. Lots of fame, lots of money, lots of everything, but haven't been to the Super Bowl and haven't won it. And I think the other part of this too, and man, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. This feels like the year the Chiefs are gettable. Now, you got to go to their place.
Yeah.
I already regret saying this.
Yeah.
But there's that part of it. And I know last year we thought they were gettable too, and they didn't. But there's something about
no one got them.
Maybe you think if you just get by this game, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, last year the Chiefs really should not have gotten to the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens should have beat them. The Baltimore Ravens were amazing last year. Remember they beat like the Lions 40-6? They were rolling through everybody.
They had the home field. Yeah, they were the favorite team. The Ravens blew it.
Yeah. By the way, when you said both quarterbacks have their flowers, I just want to disagree with that.
Yeah, not say.
Only one of them has flowers. Hashtag dad joke. My dad joke brain immediately jumped all over that statement.
I just didn't want to say vibes.
And by the way, neither quarterback might have their flowers this time. I don't know. One thing that whether, if there's no Zay Flowers and the Ravens don't have the receivers, that means they'll have to throw their tight ends and cold weather game, that's not a bad thing.
No, but the Buffalo Bills also have good pass-catching tight ends.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, who are the Bills receivers? I got to see Keon Coleman and these guys.
It's Khalil Shakir.
Did he do anything? Well, actually, they didn't need him last week.
No, he had a couple big catches. He was also returning punts and kicks for them, too.
I don't know. I don't trust. If it gets into a shootout, I think Buffalo is not, you know, they're not equipped for a high passing game. Unless they, you know, it doesn't feel like say the Lions or the Chiefs. I'm curious how that receiving core would it was a story coming into the year. He has no targets and it's been fine. Is there any point where you're nervous? Like, man, if I need a big downfield play, if we're trailing by 6 or something?
No, that part of the game does not make me nervous.
You don't feel like if it gets in, like they have to open it up and come from behind that they'll be limited? I do. Like, I think they want to be ahead big time.
Well, that, of course, everyone wants to be ahead. But no, that part of it is not what bothers me more. It's the one and only concern that I have coming from the Buffalo side of this is stopping Derrick Henry and stopping the run. That's it. The offense, I don't worry about. Jeff is in Tucson, wants to talk about the weather in Buffalo. 51% chance of snow now. We know where this is going to go. 12 degrees. 5-mile-an-hour winds. Jeff, what do you have?
Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So I want to start by saying you guys made me laugh really hard when they threw in that whip of finally when you guys were talking about your marriage.
My husband proposing.
Yeah, but my side's hurt from that. So that was a good one. Secondly, I want to say that I think it's going to come down to the tight ends. James Cook. Because in that kind of weather, you guys are suited. And that I feel that the tight ends are just as good with Buffalo versus Baltimore's. And then I got one trivia question. Want to talk about weather. Ryan Sipe throws interception in the end zone in a playoff game with the Raiders. And who was the person that intercepted that ball?
Wait, what?
Wait, Ryan Sipe?
The Browns quarterback?
Yep.
He threw an interception in a playoff game. Who intercepted it?
Yep, in the end zone. It was below zero. Don Crockroft couldn't make an extra point.
I have no idea.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Well, so it's AFC. Like, I can't think of it. I was
AFC.
It's not Ronnie Lott because I'm trying to think of a defensive back from that era. Steve Atwater. Yep.
Davis.
Oh, Davis.
Yep, Davis. And they went on to go to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Yep. But talk about weather game. I wanted to share that because I was at that game.
Jeff, thank you so much for that. And, you know, I kind of felt like vicariously you might have been pulling for Buffalo there. I don't know. You want to double check that Brian Sipe tribute? I mean, he was at the game, so. I do not remember Sipe as a Raiders QB, though.
His Wikipedia page has Cleveland Browns, 1974 to 1983, New Jersey Generals, and the Jacksonville Bulls, who I think was actually, wasn't that part of the old HBO show, the Jacksonville Bulls? So I don't have that. And who's Davis?
Rolf goes, Davis, looks at me with a shrug shoulders.
Wasn't Dale Davis power forward for the Pacers? No.
Hold on. Go to Pro Football Reference, not Wikipedia.
Big Baby Davis.
I think he's in jail right now.
In the slammer.
I bet he's holding court. I bet he's a legend in jail. That's not something to brag about. Brian Sipe. Yeah, Cleveland, 10 years.
So, okay, no.
He's talking about against the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was Mike Davis had the key interception. Yeah, he was, he had the teams mixed up.
Yeah, right. Or maybe we did.
This sounds like, actually, I'm reading about it. Mark Davis, 25-year-old Raiders player, got the pick. Brian Sipe was the Browns quarterback at the time. It was the Raiders beat the Browns. So we just got, one of us, we crossed paths. But this seems like a famous game, actually. And I don't know much about it. 81. There you go.
Talking about famous weather games. Who can forget?
Yeah, it was 4 degrees at kickoff. This is, and with a wind chill minus 37. Man, the NFL's got to build more domes.
Yes, please.
I say that and people get all over me. Oh, Buffalo, Lambeau. You know, you can't put domes on these places.
Surely the new Highmark Stadium in Buffalo will have a dome, right, Maggie?
You would be wrong about that, Manny.
Lambeau's different. Lambeau's, you know.
What I don't understand about the dome thing is if it's a retractable roof, you can always just open the roof. Like, that's what I don't understand. Everything.
But you won't for a 12-degree.
No, but I mean, if you want to have a, now, like, yeah, if it's like the Chiefs game last year where it was super dangerous, okay, yes, you close. But this idea that because we have a retractable roof, it has to be we're no longer a cold weather team is ridiculous.
Yeah. How about this? You know, listen, I love fellow fans. I love Bills Mafia. I love all the crazy folks out there who love their teams. You don't have to take your shirt off when it's 11 degrees.
Oh, yes, you do. I totally disagree with that. By the way, they can't afford a retractable roof for Buffalo Stadium. It's the 31st largest market in the league. Like, those cost billions of dollars.
Oh, don't give me that with the billionaires that own these teams. I will not. No, come on now.
Yeah, they make the owner of the Bills pay
for
it.
You know the revenue that all these franchises make and they share it, by the way? Oh,
no, I saw.
Don't give me.
I don't think we're having a telethon for the Pagulas.
I saw the lawsuit yesterday. The Browns want to build this suburban stadium.
I saw that.
And they want 50-50 funding. Public. They'll pay for 50% of it and the public will pay for 50%. And they'll take 110% of the profits.
Without a doubt. But first, they'll hold the city hostage.
Yes.
And threaten to move to San Antonio or something. And do the same playbook that everyone does.
Well, they want to create this.
We almost had the New Jersey Sixers a couple of months ago. Remember? It was Camden move.
Well, that's kind of part of Philadelphia. But the thing about the Cleveland, they want to build, you know, have Foxborough, Maggie, where the Patriots play? They have that little mall outside. Yeah. They want to do that in Cleveland. There's some sense to that. But.
And you want to know what it's actually really about. A mall's one thing. Casino.
Oh, is that what? Oh, like Steve Cohen?
Exactly.
Is that what the Brown? Actually, is it literally what Jimmy Haslam wants to do? It sounds like him.
I just think all roads now lead to a stadium casino sort of buffet.
God, these owners, they have enough money, Manny. Stop backing the owners.
Yeah, you'll find me doing that.
Sorry, I don't know why. I just happened to look at you and call you. I know how Maggie feels about owners.
I've been telling you guys for years.
Not a fan.
No. Not a fan. And for things like this.
I mean, she'll put up with some fracking if it gets the Bills a Super Bowl title. Don't get it wrong.
The worst. 855-212-4227. Here's a question for you about the national championship game. If Ohio State loses, is Ryan Day back on the hot seat? If he ever was on the hot seat. Well, we're going to get into that in just a moment. Plus, could we be watching the end of Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame? If they win, is he gone to the NFL? So much to get to.
The end of Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, by the way. The way you said that, no, are we watching the end of Marcus Freeman?
No, I think he's in good health.
At Notre Dame. Gotcha. Okay, good.
Oh! M&P.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. I was actually painting this scenario earlier. After Ryan Day cost me another bet because he refused to pass the ball to Jeremiah Smith, I said, I don't care if they win the national title. They should fire him anyway.
Yeah, you did.
In Ohio State. Just open up that offense. I was reading a preview of the game, and the idea was that Ryan Day will not expose Will Howard to interceptions and might play conservatively again against Notre Dame, even though that was the exact problem that killed them against Michigan. He's driving me nuts with this offense right now, Maggie, because he has this incredible offense at Ohio State, and sometimes it's like he doesn't want to use it.
Well, the other part is Notre Dame going to play man defense? Like, that's kind of what it looks like they do. So are you going to actually leave Jeremiah Smith and Abuka? Are you going to leave them to be covered one-on-one? I have no idea. That doesn't seem like a good recipe for the Irish, but...
Two men on Smith, I would... But you're right. It's a good question.
Right? I don't know how they're going to play this in terms of defense for the Irish, but my question about Ryan Day, like... To me, he's playing with so much more pressure than Marcus Freeman. I think Notre Dame fans are just happy to get back to the title game.
Right.
Shoved it down Brian Kelly's throat. You know, clearly they are a destination. They've been winning despite all these injuries. They've been overcoming them. Like, everything is arrow up for Notre Dame. For Ohio State, if you win this game, okay, now you're just where you were supposed to be, which is winning the national title. If you lose it, this season will be defined by the Michigan loss.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so wildly unfair, but who am I to tell Ohio State fans how to feel? This is how they feel about that rivalry and about that game. And the only way that Ryan Day can erase the memory, the nightmare of losing to Michigan, is by winning this game on Monday.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, they're obviously heavy favorites too, so that plays into it. It would be a huge disappointment if they lost. Remember we came into this year and we looked at Ohio State's roster and it seemed like, I remember saying, like, God, everyone else is playing for number two. Now, somehow they were ranked behind Georgia, which I didn't understand. But still, their roster, like, they're never going to have a roster like this because they've always had ridiculous offense. But now they have all these older defensive players. Like, this is the year.
Yeah, guys came back.
If he can't do it this year, I don't know when he's going to do it.
855-212-4227. So that's one part of this matchup. From the coaching side, the Ryan Day side of it, the Marcus Freeman side of it, I think some of this NFL buzz is obviously got to be legit.
Oh, sure.
And if I'm a college coach and I have any kind of success at the college level, I will always go and try the NFL. And the reason why I'll do that is because it will not hurt me at all. If I fail in the NFL, I can just go back to college. I can pick up where I left off. And obviously, Nick Saban is the number one example of that, the best it could possibly work. So I will always try the NFL, even if I know I'm getting hired to get fired. I will always try to go for that paycheck, cash in. Marcus Freeman, win the title, go coach the Bears. If it doesn't work out, you get to land at an SEC school or whatever when you decide to go back to college. There's just no risk.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Go coach the Bears. The way you said that, it's like, that's your offer? I don't know. That feels like a very tough job. Maybe we should have Caleb Williams. I don't know.
Your leverage never going to be higher.
That doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, but does he? And I mean, I think the real threat for him is Ohio State. I would hold out to that job, go back to my alma mater. But I don't know. It just feels like a crazy career move to leave Notre Dame, which you're building into a perennial contender, to go to a job in the Bears or the Jags or whatever job, which is just pinned into the top of the draft every year and just can't get the act together, has these meddling owners. I feel like he's got a great situation. Would you really leave this for a flawed situation?
Yeah, for $10 million a year.
So he can't spend the money he's going to make in Notre Dame in 10 lifetimes. He's fine. There's no money. Money can't be a factor here. I mean, what's he spending his money on in South Bend?
He's got like 6 kids or something. I don't know. Also, it's not Jimbo Fisher money, as far as I know.
Well, I mean, I don't think money's going to be a problem for him.
I'm just saying, I would cash in because I know it doesn't hurt you coming back to college. He could go, talking about Marcus Freeman, from Notre Dame to the Chicago Bears to Ohio State. Like, that's not out of the question. He could go take a detour to the Bears. Ryan Day loses two more times to Michigan. Yeah. He's out, and now Marcus Freeman isn't.
Yeah, but he could, if the goal is to get to Ohio State, he could just go there. By the way, I don't think the, I'm not sure the NFL guys, like, yes, they might, some of them might get higher contracts, but the lifespan is much shorter in the NFL. So over the course of a career, like, the college guys make tons of money, and there's also hidden money all over the place. I don't think money's a huge factor. What are the Bears offering him?
I think if you have the leverage, like, how much do you think Ben Johnson, who has not not been a head coach for 1 second on any level, is one of the hottest coordinators now?
Right.
How much money do you think he's getting?
Ben Johnson is the hottest candidate in years. I mean, like, he's probably getting 15 to 20.
That's right. Not bad.
I think 31 teams would take Ben Johnson over Marcus Freeman because, like, Ben Johnson, he invented the stumble play. Like, the guy's he's on fire right now.
The stumble bum. Ben That's Johnson what propelled is like, him to the top.
Ben Johnson is different. I mean, I just think the fact that he kind of left himself out of last year's hiring cycle made him even more attractive.
Which, by the way, we don't talk about this very much. Was that a mistake? You could have Jaden Daniels. The Commanders are in the playoffs. They're in the second round. Dan Quinn has a resurgence now. Cliff Kingsbury could get hired this cycle. Did he make a mistake there? This ownership group is obviously leaps and bounds better than Dan Snyder. You got Magic Johnson back there, high-fiving you after a big win over the Bucks. Like, he might have blew an opportunity for a sleeping giant of a franchise.
That's interesting. So the Commanders go 10-7, and all of a sudden they're the 2001 Patriots. Is that what's happening here? Because an Eagles fan, I'll tell you, that's a load of crap. We'll see where they go. Because I have Josh Harris running my basketball team. We'll see where it goes. And yeah, just because Magic won a World Series title doesn't mean Magic's doing anything here. But I don't know.
Magic's got a pretty good track record.
Magic?
Yeah. Yes.
There's nothing. So you're telling me, oh, okay. You know, Ben Johnson, when he's like, he should have said, wow, Magic is there in Washington. He's not doing anything for the Commanders. He's not picking any players. Like, it's not Tom Brady with the Raiders. Like, that is not a reason to go to the Commanders.
I'm just saying, it seems like Magic backs more winners than losers. The guy's a billionaire, and he was a winner as a player. He's a billionaire. All right, didn't work out when he was coaching or the GM of the Lakers. Win some, lose some. Now he's in on the Dodgers, on the Commanders.
I have newsflash. The Dodgers are not winning because Magic Johnson is part of the team. They're winning because they spend 10 times the amount of every other team in baseball.
That's fine. I never said that Magic was down scouting, you know, Texas and Vanderbilt coaching pitching staffs. I'm just saying.
That is not a factor why Ben Johnson should have gone to Washington.
No, he should have gone there because of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I hear you. But he's Ben Johnson. He's a genius.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, he's like Kyle Shanahan coming out of Washington and Houston. Like,
Kyle Shanahan's dad won 2 Super Bowls. Even that was never a guarantee.
I mean, maybe I don't know. I just think that it seems like a lot. I think teams think the same way. Like, this is going to work. I mean, I think teams would be surprised if he was Adam Gase.
I don't think he's Bill Walsh.
But I think we were all surprised Adam Gase became Adam Gase, right? Like, that's the point.
Even Adam Gase.
Well, no, but
he's on a milk.
What has happened
right
to me? Yeah. Look at my eyes.
Like, I think we all thought Adam Gase was going to be a great head coach.
No, but I don't think every vacancy was like, man, I pray I can get Adam Gase. Like, everybody wants Ben Johnson. You have to admit, the market seems way different.
I know, but it's all
Ben Johnson probably might be the highest paid coach in the NFL.
But it's all these teams that are also picking head coaches every 2 years. They all want him because they're desperate.
That Miami job Gase got was coveted. Like, he got that because of what he did with Denver. Like, I think he was a very highly coveted coordinator.
We had Peyton Manning calling around for him.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's how he got the Jets job.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson may be kind of like, Ben Johnson is white hot. I get it. I'm just saying, like, I think that's the point, that you could have these play calls who we all think is great, and then they go somewhere. You mentioned the guy yesterday, Cam Cameron. We forget how hot name he was. He was calling all those LaDainian Thomas runs. There's charges with putting up all those points. Then he went to Miami, won one game. And then you never heard from him again.
Well, I mean, I'm curious how the market plays out. Like, where was Adam Gase How much did he make on his first job compared to what Ben Johnson makes? And the markets, the supply and demand, like, we'll find out. Maybe Ben Johnson doesn't get that much money. But if there's, you know, if he's getting multiple offers over $50 million, just clearly he's in demand. And watch the Lions play. Just watch for 5 minutes. Dan Campbell isn't calling those plays. That's Ben Johnson.
I get it. No, but the thing is, he doesn't get to bring the Lions offense with him to the next stop.
But I mean, that there's a question, like, what is it? The Lions offense isn't even, they have a highly touted right tackle. I mean, they have a fourth round wide receiver. They have a journeyman quarterback. Like he and Campbell turned that into something. It's not like they're overwhelming with talent.
I know, but you always say whose GM is on more of a heater than Brad Holmes at Detroit. You love talking about how great he is and finding all these guys. And so it's a combo. Like Ben Johnson's not going to have as good a general manager the next place he goes. He's not going to walk into a place with a good offensive line, most likely.
I'm telling you, I'm with the NFL right now. I think you guys are going against the grain to think Ben Johnson's not in heavy, heavy demand.
Oh, I know he's in demand. I'm just not saying he's going to be a success. He's definitely in demand. Of course
He's more in demand than Marcus Freeman, for example. Like, yeah. Ben Johnson is the guy right now.
I just don't think that correlates to him being the next, like, awesome head coach in the NFL. He could just as easily go to the dustbin and be back as a coordinator, or maybe the second time around is his real, you know, success. Like, we see that all the time.
I'll take Ben Johnson tomorrow Nick Sirianni.
Well, you take a lot
also, of all the stories about Ben Johnson behind the scenes are incredible. Like, the guy is supposed to be, like, a real dude. I mean, not Adam Gase.
Was he saving kittens? What do you mean?
Like, just like he's hyper competitive. Like, the players love him. He's like a mini Dan Campbell with a mind.
I never get the bad stories until after.
Right.
I mean, you guys think Adam Gase was that hot after working? I don't remember. Like, I don't think he was like that.
I think it's
Ben Johnson literally could probably be the second or third highest paid coach in the NFL. Adam Gase, there's no way that was happening.
I think there's always a Ben Johnson.
Yep.
He's done a good job of making people want him more by not taking a job last year.
Right.
But there's always a Ben Johnson. Like every cycle.
Like, name other ones.
I think Cam Cameron.
I think Shane Steichen.
I think I name one.
No. Shane Steichen? No way.
Eagles to the Super Bowl, was credited for turning the Eagles around.
It wasn't like a feeding frenzy around Shane Steichen when he got into the market.
No, but if he had stayed with the Eagles and if they had gone to another NFC Championship game, then there would have been.
I don't know. I've also, Shane Steichen is so low key. I don't.
Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels had a little bit of that going. Yeah.
DeMeco Ryans was definitely wanted coming off the Niner staff. The Texans didn't go out on a limb and hire him. Okay. Ben Johnson's on back to back cycles, which I think is helping his cause.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Kevin O'Connell was only interviewed for the Vikings job.
Kevin O'Connell was not.
I'm literally looking at a list of new coaching hires just to remember our names.
You know what? I think you're right. Like, the fact that Ben Johnson, like, people want the guy who says no. Like, that's the most, like, if you want to attract a partner, just say no to that person a couple times. You're like, ooh, I want that guy.
You can't look desperate.
Yeah.
That's a stinky cologne.
The best way for any third graders listening to get a girl to like you is pretend you don't like her.
Well, it's honestly, I think, one of the things that hurt Belichick. Belichick,
yes, he looked
of
thirsty.
All people, the fact that he called the Jets was
good.
The worst news item to leak out about Bill Belichick since we all found out his girlfriend was 24. And actually, I don't even think that hurt him as much. The fact that he would actually want to go work for the Jets and Woody Johnson, who he will never, ever miss an opportunity to clown, that made him look so desperate.
Can I ask a tangent, but very interesting trivia question about Adam Gase and the Dolphins, because it's very fascinating about what we're talking about. Who was the head coach that he replaced?
Oh.
Head coach, was it interim guy or full-time?
Interim head coach.
So like Sperano or Philbin or somebody? I can't even remember.
Philbin sounds about right.
Dan Campbell.
Oh, Dan Campbell.
That's
funny.
Imagine had the Dolphins.
You had Dan Campbell in the building.
Dan Campbell, yeah.
So did the Saints, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is crazy to me.
That's
comparing
killer.
Gase and Ben Johnson, and the guy that he replaced for his first job was Dan Campbell.
Actually, perfect. I think Ben Johnson was on that staff too.
I think he was.
Yeah.
Let me just add for one other thing, Perloff. Maybe not specific guys, but 2 to 3 years ago, we were all salivating over anyone that Sean McVay knew.
which is O'Connell, and which is
Zach Taylor.
Brandon Staley and Zach Taylor. All those guys got love because they knew Sean McVay. They were in a meeting with McVay. They were on a staff with McVay. Everyone wanted Sean McVay, the next Sean McVay.
They still do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Staley's the only one of those that really flamed out.
But it's all started with, like, everybody who was with Walsh, right? Like, we all wanted Mike Holmgren. Yeah. We all wanted Steve Mariucci. Like, it was like, that started from there. Like, find the offensive guru, anybody that worked with him, they're Teflon. And then because Walsh's guys all became really good, like, I think everyone's been copycatting since then.
Right, but see, Ben Johnson doesn't really have that guy.
That's true.
Yeah, so that he's a little different. I think who's Ben Johnson? He does have a guru. I forget who it is. It's not any of the guys. It's not Dan Campbell. He has a coaching guru. Anyway, go ahead with the headlines.
I think we were arguing last hour that something didn't happen if there's no video. I've got video and audio of something that did happen or didn't happen last night.
John, the late game situation. My goodness.
Ja doing what Pearl could never do, dunking over and through Wemby last night. But there was a whistle before he drove, so that dunk did not technically happen. Morant otherwise scored 21 points with 12 assists and a 129-115 win in San Antonio.
When bust Jama?
There's got to be like a file that we've got to be keeping of like the all-time great plays that didn't count. There's been a couple catches like that in the NFL.
Yeah. And, but, like, Wemby was playing legit defense, so it wasn't even like he relaxed because he heard the whistle. Like, he was...
Yeah, he went up for the block.
Yeah, and they were, like, chest to chest, and Ja threw it over him. It was nuts.
What do you do with that play? It's an amazing play. It's a poster, but it didn't count.
I mean, I'm expecting Ja to repeat this very soon. Now that he didn't count, like, I think that this is going to happen in real time.
When do they play again? I'm going to look it up.
This is going to happen.
Could you clear the court? Like, the other eight guys just step aside, let them go one-on-one.
They should do that at All-Star.
The first possession of that game.
No, All-Star game. They should just do five or six chances, just who gets it.
Oh, I can't wait for somebody to tear their labrum because of Maggie's idea.
Manny, how can you think of anyone's health at a time like this?
I would say the dunk contest.
The Celtics are struggling by Celtics standards. Losers of three of their last five after a 110-97 loss in Toronto. Jason Tatum said postgame they're going through some bleep right now, with Kristaps Porzingis adding this.
Weak performance from us, honestly. So, we just play with no personality.
They had also...
They play tomorrow.
Do they really?
Yes. Spurs and Memphis play tomorrow.
Run this back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The Clippers demolished the Nets last night, 126-67, simultaneously the largest win and loss in their respective histories. The Lakers broke out of a three-game slump, 117-108 over Miami, and the Warriors hung on for a 116-115 win in Minnesota, with Steph Curry scoring 31. Bill Belichick is still North Carolina's coach, and he reportedly hired two assistants yesterday, longtime NFL special teams coordinator Mike Prefer and veteran O-line coach from the college ranks, Will Friend. On the flip side, Tar Heels QB Jacoby Criswell is in the transfer portal. He finished this past season as their starter, throwing for almost 2,500 yards and 15 scores while running for three more.
Man, does this mean Belichick's like putting down roots a little bit more?
Does he have a quarterback?
He didn't have anything, right?
I mean,
Brian Hoyer available.
He's got the Patriot League, like, first team all conference center. That's about it.
Everyone knows
that Holy Cross puts out the best centers.
Jim Harbaugh will undergo a heart ablation and a hip replacement soon this offseason. The cardiac procedure will address the issue that forced him to miss part of a Week 6 game. And Packers D coordinator Jeff Hafley is the newest person the Jets want to interview for their head coaching job. And let's finish with the reason I'm on just 4 hours of sleep and full of self-loathing this morning.
Oh, you woke up and saw yourself in the mirror?
It was Fordham and UMass celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fordham's Rose Hill Gym, the oldest regularly used gym in D1 basketball. The Rams and Minutemen needed three overtimes to figure things out last night.
Here comes Madore. Madore drives with three. Madore fades. Short. Tipped up. That's it. That's the game. UMass wins it. 121-18 in triple overtime.
That's Mike Watts on ESPN Plus. This game took roughly 3 hours and 45 minutes to play. UMass surviving behind 46 points from Rasul Diggins. That matches the highest scoring performance in the gym's history. It breaks the record for an opposing player, which was held by fellow UMass product Dr. J. The teams combined for 122 free throws, the most in a D1 game since 96-97. Nine guys fouled out.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell if I'm happy or sad that I missed this game. 122 free throws.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
That's dumb.
That's not a good basketball game.
No.
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 I can't believe you weren't there. I'm a little surprised. That game took longer than likely the Bills-Ravens game will take on Sunday. That's crazy.
I mean, I was joking. The Fordham women played a game in Philadelphia last night. They probably got back to campus before the men's game ended. But yeah, I was not there last night. I wasn't working to begin with. I have had a dicey week health-wise and was like, I should just go to sleep. And instead, I was up till 11:30 being angry after a 3 overtime loss.
That's crazy.
I know somebody else who was in Philadelphia last night and won a basketball game.
I don't think Jalen Brunson has a lot in common with anyone from Fordham.
I think you could say Pat Boyle. Boyle was in attendance at that Knick game.
Yeah, he did a lot, too. Big help.
Is Pat Boyle going to our famous Notre Dame friend? Is he going to the national title game?
I he should. I,
no
did
idea.
See the walk-in price, though? The get-in price right now?
I did see something of it.
It's like $1,900.
Whoa.
I have right dementia.
And you'll have no money left to treat it.
Hey-o!
Well, that's why he's trying to have as many kids as possible, if you remember the Boyle theory.
I do.
That if one of them, there's a lot of them, I'd say one will be successful and could fund his life-ending dementia.
Don't wear women's perfume.
I don't think those odds are right.
They're not.
I think he's way better at math than I am. We know that because he and Perloff both took the SAT, did SAT questions once upon a time. I don't think that's the right odds.
I also don't think many kids go back and give their delinquent fathers money.
Thanks, you deadbeat.
Yeah, great to finally meet you, Paps.
I'll tell you, the key if you want to, and this is for all you prospective fathers here,
Manny?
You want to get taken care of, have girls. These guys are not going to be there for you. Uh-oh. Sorry. That's like the fact. I've heard that so many times. Like, daughters take care of older parents. Men are nowhere to be seen.
Okay,
I don't know if that cliche is true, but I think it could be true.
I'll put that in my cart. Have a girl. Like, I can't really control that, Pearl.
Cart.
Well, be like Pat Boyle.
Just
take
a
lot of options here.
Yeah.
You got a
big nut guy.
Is there enough kids? Some of them are going to be girls. Manny, you'd be a great girl dad.
I'd be an awful father. Can't wait for it.
Kids laying and killed, starving. The Knicks are on. Yeah. There's overtime in Philly. Shut up.
It's like, we're going to bed early. The Knicks are on. It's like, it's a noon game.
Who needs food? Brunson's going for 40.
Eat that.
I feel so bad for your kids. They're going to be indoctrinated with Knicks stuff from 6 months. They're going to have to know, like, the starting rotation.
Yeah, damn right.
I feel so bad.
No Legos unless you know Lee Nylon's.
Maggie, I have a question for you.
Stat line.
Have you forced your son to be a Bills fan? Is that part of the contract?
So I swore I would not do this, right?
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't want to do this to my kid, you know, especially with like such a tortured franchise like Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, if it was like the Yankees or something, maybe I'd feel a little better about it. But like, I can't do this to him. I've completely reversed course on this. Completely.
What?
Has he accepted though? Is he bought in?
I mean, he named one of his stuffed animals Josh.
That's a start.
That's a start.
Yeah, he's in then.
I mean, I bought him an Ed Oliver jersey. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
And my dad went 1-for-4 with his kids trying to get them to root for his teams. I'm the only one.
I swore I wouldn't do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Bills got good. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it.
Yeah. How could you not?
If you guys have ever been to my house, there's more Eagles gear than, like, half the house is green. My kids don't like the Eagles at all. They could care less. My daughter is officially a Knicks fan besides I took her to a game.
Well, you took her to a game. You got to sit courtside. Yeah. What do you think she's going to be?
But, and also, too, in the neighborhood, I got to tell you, a lot of the young kids are Chiefs fans. Like a lot of them. And some Josh Allen fans too. Like none of them are New York fans. So I think that,
I mean, fair. The both of the teams have stunk.
You know, if you're a 5-year old, go for the winner. And I guess the Bills are winning now. All I can say is when you guys have kids, the Knicks better be good because otherwise they're in for terrible childhoods.
They will be force-fed the Knicks.
Yes.
Manny, we found out yesterday that your dad named two of his sons Carlos.
That's right, yes.
Are you going to go Manny Jr.?
No.
Three Jalens.
Yeah, probably go Jalen, Josh, and Carl.
Not Carl Anthony?
No, just Carl.
Okay.
I'll let Kat have Carl Anthony, and then my dogs are going to be named Ewing and Clyde.
Good job by Cap, by the way, wearing an Eagles jersey or sweatshirt last night.
Hey, listen, man.
That's great judgment.
As long as they're getting W's, he could wear whatever he wants.
You know, after last night, Precious had a good game, right?
Oh, Precious.
That's a good name.
Precious.
Yeah. Boy or a girl, be good.
There's a couple fan things that happened yesterday. 855-212-4227. We also have a major question we has to be answered before the divisional round kicks off. We'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Baggy Gray, Andrew Perloff. So excited that on Friday, that's the big move. Channel 375 on Sirius XM. Perloff, we were trying to figure out how can our audience remember this. Babe Ruth's number, John Elway's number, and then we had a couple options for five. I thought maybe Reggie Bush at USC, so we can kind of do a East Coast, Midwest, and then West Coast.
I mean, Reggie Bush at USC is the most entertaining player of my lifetime, maybe.
But there's a lot of good fives out there. So yeah. 375, Babe Ruth, John Elway, Reggie Bush. That's how you remember where we're going to Sirius XM, and that happens on Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Again, so, Friday.
I'm going to make mine Philadelphia-ish. So I have three is Allen Iverson, seven is Ron Jaworski. Why am I missing a five? Who is the number five in Philadelphia? If you name this off the top of your head, I'd be blown away. Five is a tricky one.
Eric Snow. I have no
idea. Like number five is not an easy number as three or seven when you do great numbers.
Jason Kidd was five is my first basketball one.
Yeah, but
I
looked at a list of all-time greatest athlete by jersey number, and the five was the weakest of the top ten by far. Like KG was like number five. Like the other ones
Joe
were
DiMaggio.
Like, yeah, DiMaggio.
It's not weak at all.
No, but like the rundown. Like
I just didn't want to make it all Yankees.
You had like you went like 40 Hall of Famers deep at most of them. Number five is not the same. I'm telling you, seven, a lot of guys. Three, a lot of guys. Five is tougher.
Next great debate. Who was the best number five?
Well, it's not a debate because there's only one like super, super, super mega Mount Rushmore guy. That's my take. There's no Philly guys. Yeah. Eric Snow, I'm looking up his number now.
I have no idea. Couldn't think of Aaron McKee fast enough. So here's a tweet that got sent out yesterday from Vinny Bonsignor, who covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review Journal. So reputable. Guy's been covering the team for a long time. Tweet now has 1.8 million views. A lot of momentum building for Ben Johnson and the Raiders. This is the Tom Brady effect in full effect. Because the Raiders, for a guy like, listen, we can argue about whether we think Ben Johnson is going to be a head coach, Perloff. No matter what, you're right. He's the top of the heap in terms of coaching candidates right now. And the Raiders, outside of the mystique and allure of their history, they have no quarterback right now. Mm-hmm. Their roster is not deep. The front office is not well regarded. The owner is not thought highly of. The city's awesome. The history of the Raiders is great. You get to be a renegade, sort of. This has to be Tom Brady's impact. I can't think of what else it would be.
Well, yes. I tell you, the stadium is dope, by the way. But one thing, they did make, Gruden was the highest paid coach in the league when the Raiders hired him, which is weird. He hasn't taken this job. The report is like they made him a massive, massive offer, right?
He said momentum. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Florio said that they already put together like the most lucrative offer in the cycle. So
you think it's a money thing, not a Tom Brady thing?
Oh, it's definitely a Tom Brady thing. Like, okay. There's no doubt. We've argued about whether he'll leave broadcasting. There is no doubt he's running the Raiders.
Exactly.
Tom Pelissero. Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that at all. Pelissero said on Rich Eisen, he's like, this is the Tom Brady show from start to finish. But, and then there's this thing like Brady's getting to call the game and he's watching, you know, it seems like an unfair advantage. He gets to watch Ben Johnson up close.
And Aaron Glenn. I don't know if he's also a candidate.
But I don't get it. Like, I feel like it's tough. Why do you want to be with Sean Payton, Andy Reid, and Jim Harbaugh in the AFC West when you're the Raiders? Like, if he's realistic about this, the one thing is I think being indoors would be a nice bonus because Chicago, it's hard to get a consistent passing game in the Windy City. And Jacksonville, I don't know. What's the rain like?
Jerry's World? I mean, I don't know if Ben Johnson is going to be a candidate there. They haven't put in a formal interview request yet.
Jerry's World would be good, too. Yeah, like I would take Jerry's World over the Raiders because you have a quarterback. Raiders is an odd choice.
It's crazy to me because on paper, outside of, the stadium, I guess, like outside of that, they have the fewest amount of, like, there's the least amount of infrastructure.
Yeah, but one thing, that means you have the least amount of anchors on the team. Like, you probably don't have a lot of guys eating up cap space. You can build your own team from scratch, bring in your own GM.
It's true. This show flew by. Thank you to EJ Stewart, to Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogush, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers. You guys are the best. We will see you tomorrow. We'll have picks for you for not only the divisional round, but also Monday's national championship game and a whole lot more. Later.